Chapter 1. I was born the 30th of November, 1835, in almost invisible village of Florida, Missouri. My parents removed to Missouri in the early 30s. I do not remember just when, for I was not born then and cared nothing for such things. The village contained 100 people, and I increased the population by 1%. It is more than many of the best men in history could have done for a town. There's no record of a person doing as much, not even Shakespeare. But I did it for Florida. Recently, someone in Missouri has sent me a picture of the house I was born in. Heretofore, I have always stated that it was a palace. But I shall be more careful now. The village has 2 streets, each a couple of 100 yards long, covered with stiff black mud in wet times, deep dust in dry. Most of the houses were of logs. There were none of brick and none of stone. There was a log church, which was a schoolhouse on weekdays. There were 2 stores in the village. My uncle owned one of them. It was very small, with a few rolls of cloth, a few barrels of salt fish, coffee and sugar, brooms, axes, and other tools here and there. A lot of cheap hats and tin pans strung up from the walls. At the other end of the room, there were bags of shot, a cheese or two, and a barrel or so of whiskey. If a boy bought 5 or 10 cents worth of anything, he was entitled to a handful of sugar from the barrel. If a woman bought a few yards of cloth, she was entitled to some thread. If a man bought something, he was at liberty to swallow as big a drink of whiskey as he wanted.